Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Sanusha Naidu, a very good morning to you. And
good morning, Howard.
Is it possible that we've seen the last of state capture?
I'd like to say yes, but I think what we have to worry about is to what extent the recommendations from the Zondo Commission report, but also the institutional architecture and strengthening those institutions, are able to say we are on the path towards seeing the last of state capture. And I think that's going to be the uphill battle for any administration, including the Ramaphosa presidency, because at the end of the day, I think no country in the world has reached that point where we can argue that the calculations behind how particular interest groups or individuals or particular groups in general calculate the idea of what they're going to capture in terms of the state. And I'm hoping that with what is revealed at the Zondo Commission, not necessarily corruption. I think this is where we tend to conflate the two. State capture is a very clear, coherent, and articulated strategy of how you're going to go about inserting people in particular aspects of the state in order to then fleece the state of its resources, of how tenders are going to happen, of who gets the contracts and so forth. It's not per se corruption. And I think that's what we have to put the checks and balances
in.
Whether it's political party funding, whether it's in terms of the strengthening the laws around accountability, around defeating a state capture through an institutionalization of particular legislation and particular ways in which certain individuals do business with
them. In other words, what you're saying is there's a very big difference between personal corruption, where somebody's a bit dishonest and manages to steal some state funds, versus state capture, which is an organized strategy almost to disempower people and make sure to steal on a governmental level. And that's the difference between the two, right?
Yes and no. I think it's not just, corruption is not just about personal levels in which you defraud the state. I think it's also about the way in which you calculate how you do this. I mean, the whole question around the PPE and how the PPEs and the tender fraud that has happened. Also, the big question around digital vibes. I mean, you've got a company that's set up, you've got your patronage networks, your connections to the state, you use those individuals to how do you want to get the money. I think state capture is a much more sophisticated understanding of where the money is and then how you build the architecture around that. And if you read the report by the Institution of Public Affairs Research Institute, I think it's called PARI. Years ago, they did a study just unpacking one contract that's linked to state capture. And if you listen to the Zondo Commission and what the evidence leaders were trying, and even acting chiefs of Zondo were trying to do, they were trying to put together the tapestry of how state capture operates and how it has come into effect. In other words, connecting the different individuals, the different boards, the different decision-making, and how that came to effect. And I think that's what's so interesting, because it is a very calculated way in which you define and identify where you're going to tap into in order to get access to the money and the contract.
Mm. Would you say as well that the South African public are a lot more, I don't want to use the word cynical, but maybe mature in how we view government? We came out of the Mandela era, then onto Thabo Mbeki. We almost were not prepared politically, maturity, from a maturity perspective for what was actually happening under our noses. We almost couldn't conceive such a thing. Whereas now that ship has sailed, we have grown up a little bit. Ooh, mixed metaphors there. But we have grown up, and we're unlikely to be fooled again to this extent, I hope. What do you think?
I think, Howard, to answer the first part of your question, I don't think we were naive about this. I think we felt very euphoric about the first presidency, about the success to the Mandela presidency. And I think we were also caught by this idea of exceptionalism, that we are exceptional to the rule. We are exceptional to the rules around, you know, how could this happen to us? That kind of thinking. I think that cynical approach has become almost embedded in the idea that we expect, we have this high expectation of ourselves, of our country, the fact that we are this Mandela-ist country, that we have this constitution. And I think at times, when you listen to even the evidence at the Zondo Commission, or you listen to some of the architects of the Constitution, they commend the Constitution, which is the highest body of piece of legislation of the land that governs our republic. But I think we had such lofty ideas that we didn't anticipate that down the road we would end up at this crossroad around the state, the governance, the question of dealing with state capture, corruption. Putting institutions and legislation into place was good. It was noble. It was commendable. But then we then put leaders who undermine those institutions. Mm. I mean, yesterday I was listening to the former ambassador to Tunisia, and I think he was also part of the state security agency, Mo Sheikh. And he made a very interesting point about the security state agency. He said we put the wrong people in there. Absolutely. And I think we kind of also have a party that basically left the train, left the station in terms of what their interests were versus the state. So I think whether or not we're never going to get to that point again, we have to take on a very, very serious architecture of ensuring that we don't get there in terms of implementation and operationalization of legislation and living up to the letter of the law.
Absolutely, Sunisha Naidu. That's where we'd leave it. What do we wish you for tomorrow?
Happy Varalakshmi Day.
Indeed. So I hope you enjoy the time. I do hope you get time to spend and are able to spend it with a family. And we'll speak to you, I'm sure, pretty soon.